December 12, 1977. Interviewed by Helen McAllister in Medina. Mrs. Hazel Arnett, Miss wife of Dr. Ross Arnett.
The bride had dropped herself down, they did sometimes, on the cabin. And she got caught and tore the all those numerous petticoats they used to wear. All. So she came downstairs and Mother got her all tacked up for her.
The boats moved very slowly.
Yeah.
And on which way they
took a week to go to New York from Buffalo, New York. Yeah. From New York to Buffalo.
One thing that Mac and I wondered, your father had two boats.
Yes.
And you said, according to this paper, you said that the boats' names were Jesse Oedeker and Joseph Brandt.
Joseph Brandt.
Now, is there any special reason why he named
them? Well, Jesse Oedeker was my
brother.
My brother.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said father.
Jesse Oedeker was your brother?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Jesse E. Oedeker. And Joseph S. Brandt, Canadian family that they sold the boats to my father. Mm-hmm. It was just no rhyme or reason to the way I gave it, only just from the...
That's okay. One other thing we wondered, you said you were on the boat from April to December. Now, were you on there more than 1 year, or what?
Well, they'd go in the spring and take me until I was old enough to go to school, and they'd leave me home.
Before you went to school, you went with your mother on
the
boat.
Oh, yes, and then yeah,
when she went to school, she stayed with her grandmother.
I see.
Till school was out, and she went on the boat for the summer.
I can't talk right along like that. I can't.
It's all right.
Back to school again.
There's no hurry.
Well, that counts for that.
Oh, I see. Well, what kind of stuff did your father? Was there lumber or grain or gravel?
Lumber and grain and sugar and salt from Syracuse when they dried up the water and made salt. Down Syracuse. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Yes, I have. It smells, too.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd the sugar come from?
Well, sugar places along the... Buffalo, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't see where it would come from there.
Well,
I've forgotten.
Well, according to that book, the boats that took grain on were built differently than the lumber boats.
They were in, barrels, I think.
The grain was in barrels?
No, the sugar.
The sugar was in barrels.
Kernels.
Grain run into the body
of
the boat.
Got those that at Buffalo.
And you take it from Buffalo to New York?
I've forgotten.
Yeah.
Was for that.
Yeah.
When they showed the boat, people
pig
had
iron.
A special shovel.
Pig iron?
They stand by the end of the chute.
No, what? I didn't hear you. What did you say, Doctor?
I say when they filled the boat, a man stood by the chute that came down from the hold for the storage, and he'd put the shovel in, and it would shoot out into the corners of the boat.
What, the grain?
The grain.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a controversy in that during the time of... somebody was on a strike.
What was the controversy over?
Well, they probably wanted more pay or something.
No, we should turn the boat. They didn't want the family to do it. They wanted them to let the...
Their mother took a gun and went and picked up one of the...
Never mind that.
Which were special.
He'll tell it all.
Okay.
No, she was afraid she'd have trouble. Because they line up out there, and they didn't want them. They wanted, my folks wanted the family to trim the boats, they call.
Trim? What does that mean?
Well, that's big,
when they trim the boats, they scrape the stuff all level and so forth, and so the boats were filled from every part of it.
Oh, trim the boat means just fill it up real good and full.
Even it
up. Oh, I see.
So trim it so that it was full.
I see.
So the boat would float all right.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And then these people belong to the, what did you call it?
Union?
Union, yes.
Really?
And that part was empty where that was her playground down in the boat.
Oh, yes, I used to love, and that was also my mother's washroom, you know,
How did your mother do
that? Yes, everybody did then.
Where'd she get her water, from the canal?
Well, she didn't, let me see, how did she
do it? I don't think they were polluted as much then as they are now.
You don't think what?
The water was so polluted as it is now.
No, I don't think it was, as I remember it.
They filled the water buckets at some place on the canal for the water they drank. The water came in from a stream from the side, I suppose. And they filled up with their water supply. Then the Clyde Walters uncle, I believe, ran a station down at the Eagle Harbor. And that station, I mean, he had a store and supplied canal supplies was right on the canal. The boat, the building is still there.
Hmm.
It fronted on outside for the farmers and the inside next to the
tell
canal
one,
for the...
It's just little snatches and things that I remember. It isn't very connected, I don't think.
But that's what makes it interesting, because that book fills in,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the old
yes,
measurements and all
that
stuff.
And another thing is... power was all on one side of the canal all the way.
What do you mean the power? The electric? The
mules.
Oh.
The towpath, they call it.
I notice in here, you said there were towpaths and heel paths.
Right.
What's the difference?
Towpath, the drivers drove their horses and mules. And the heel path was just weeds. There was no path, much at all over there.
Just the bank of the canal.
Oh, I see.
You go up the apple grove, you'll find that it's got boats on both sides of the canals.
Which
one going
right.
One way and one going the other.
Mm-hmm.
But when they passed, if you were on the boat that was going upstream, you kept next to the side where the horses were.
Mm-hmm.
They kept going.
Mm-hmm.
And the boat that was coming down, they stopped the horses and the boat would flow down with the current and the rope would drop down to the bottom and the boat that was going up would go over top of the boat, the rope. And then they had a lot of things and a lot of profanity and so forth.
And this funny little thing, our mother used to say, now when you go through this village, put your hands over your eyes because kids in the village were in swimming without any clothes on.
You were calling your mother to dinner.
Yes, you know.
Oh, what happened?
Well, my mother would go to the hatchway and call dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, would that just be people on your own boat?
Yes, just on my own boat.
Uh-huh. What would she, how did she call them?
Oh,
let's see,
well,
did she have a horn?
She used to have a
tin horn.
What do you call? No.
Megaphone?
No. Just a minute. Shell. Did you ever hear anyone?
Oh, like a conch?
Well, no, not just like that. I don't know what type you would call it. It was quite large.
Uh-huh.
She always had that. Oh, yes. This is what he wanted me to tell you. This is naughty. She said, I'll just wait till I think how it was. She'd say, go call the men to dinner. So I went and called, I was about three or four, and
she just did it for the fun of it. Mm-hmm. She turned, and they didn't come right away, and she says, oh, those, was it Dan, was that the one?
I don't know what you said.
But of course you heard lots of profanity, yeah. But.
But she had to cook for everybody, huh?
Well, I've almost forgotten how many.
I think it said 12 to 14.
Oh, no, not that many.
Really?
The cabins weren't large enough to accommodate them. These wouldn't be more than six.
Says she needed to serve 12 to 14 people, three meals a day.
Well, I don't remember telling that.
Well, this is when she was out at the house.
Unless you had two boats.
We had two boats.
They were working on the six-hour shift.
Yes.
The fellow would be driving the horses and mules, and noon hour
they
would snub the boat and take the horses off. What'd they have, two or three or four horses, mules?
Did you have mules, right?
We had both mules and horses, some horses and some mules.
Which did you like better?
The mules, because they're more sure-footed.
Yeah.
They didn't fall.
Yeah, well, that's what that book said. They were more sure-footed.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. This boat, or this book, also says somewhere, sometime along the line, somebody had a canal boat fitted out to carry a portable merry-go-round.
Oh, mercy.
And he went to different towns and set it up, you know, on the thing, and he'd carry it, and then he'd set it up there on the bank. Did you ever see that?
No.
I wondered.
I was reading somewhere that one time there was over 3,000 boats on the canal.
Oh, my, yeah.
Pleasure boats and canal boats and what have you.
Yeah. Was that when it was the Erie Canal or Barge Canal?
The Erie Canal. The Barge Canal wasn't built until I was in high school.
I see.
I remember they were working on the cement that went, see the north side of the canal down here is built up with cement.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a different route. It's bigger there than it was on the old canal.
Yes, yes.
And they built that up with cement. And I remember the cement mixer. Well, now we have an engine and the turns the thing round,
yes.
Mixes the cement and so forth. And they have big ones that go on trucks still. But then they dump the cement and the gravel in a big funnel.
Mm.
And they had four or five of those funnels. And then the hoist would pick the one up with the cement in and pull it up and the stuff would go down through those funnels.
Oh.
Until it got to the bottom and it was thoroughly mixed, and then they dumped it into the forms.
The footbridge that went across from church, was it church? What is Church Street to across to the side?
I was talking with Father.
Was it one of those in downtown?
Yes. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
We were down there by the end of Church Street by the canal for some reason or other. I guess I had taken my car down there and I was standing around waiting for it. And he said, I was born right out there in the middle of that canal.
Who said that?
The fellow by the name of Brown.
I see.
He,
on board a boat?
No. That was before the canal was enlarged.
Oh.
And there was a mill over there. My dad used to carry grain to that mill over down in where the powerhouse is now. A.L. Sweat built a outlet there and put in a power plant.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's a fall sound below the canal there.
Yes.
You had to go over top of those. And they used the water from the falls and the water from the canal, like excess water. I remember mix this all up. I was up to Middleport and the fellow had the cow and it was out in the field. And we went down and crossed a little brook and jumped from a couple of stones from one to the other. And when we got the cow rounded out and started her for the house and so forth, we got back to the brook that was about 3 feet deep. And
the overflow when they opened the locks in Lockport. That lower lock would flood the water and it would run out of this little gate there, run into this little brook just west of Middleport. So that I was reading in the paper tonight that they, when they emptied the canal, they shut the gates near a canal, or like the Newport Creek. They opened the gate to the creek, and the water runs out of this section, and then they go to the next section and let that out.
Yes.
They don't flood anything.
Yes. We noticed that they
runs
were...
runs out into the creek.
Mm-hmm. We noticed they were emptying it.
Did he tell anything about the culvert that appeared over the canal?
No.
In the book. Or haven't you read the book?
I didn't read the middle section, and he only mentions he mentions Medina a couple of times, and he mentions Albion. I didn't read the middle section. I read about the drivers, the steersman, and the his own
one
life. Thing that he talks about. You said people jumped off, well, let themselves down from the bridge.
Yes. Well, they were going to have a little ride from one level to another.
Yeah.
Or another bridge.
Another bridge.
But one thing he said, you always carried a pike pole.
Yes, that's right.
Did you ever go on?
I never did.
You were too little. Did your dad?
Oh, sure.
They used a pike pole.
Yes, they used it all together.
Pictures of it.
Well, do you remember seeing him do it?
Pushing the boat along.
Well, is that what a pike pole is used for, to push?
Yes, they push against something else. And
oh, I thought it was just to vault over from the boat onto the shore.
Oh, no.
We see, I don't know.
But they use the poles to help steer the boat. The boat is getting too close to the...
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
They push them away.
Sure.
Pull it away. And of course, if they were letting the boat coast on itself, they have to steer it.
Sure.
As soon as they... stop power, why they didn't have any.
Wow.
Any,
of course, I was off the boat by.
Yeah, well, she wouldn't pay much attention to the boat anyway.
When was the first time you went on? Do you remember?
When I was born. I was born in January and went on the spring.
Really? Well, how many years did your father have boats?
Oh. I never
Must have been boat. Must have been about 10 years then.
They
but I was only on until 8.
When I was
until you were 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
So he was still on the boat part-time when we were in high school.
What, now this doesn't say anything about your background. Would you want to tell me? I wrote it down on a paper that I've got, which I left home, which I was here before. Your
friend, Odekirk.
Odekirk.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got that spelled somewhere. Now he came from
Odeon. What did you say?
Means another church.
What means another church?
Odekirk.
The last name. It's a last name.
Oh, it means another church.
Mm-hmm. It translated into Odekirk. It had a little twist to it, but they changed it as the years went by and called it Oder instead of Outer.
Now, his first name was what?
Fred.
Fred. And he came from where?
Well, I don't know.
He came, did he come from Holland?
No.
Oh.
Well, one of your grandfathers had a fight with Peter Stuyvesant.
Oh, yes, I,
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, tell me about it.
I couldn't tell you anything about it. It was long before my time.
Uh-huh.
But I had my genealogy traced back, you
did
know,
you?
I belong to Daughters of American Colonists. And but that was quite a ways. I forgot.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Laid it away somewhere. I don't know even where it is.
Well, that's probably let's see, is there a chapter in Medina or Albion?
For the Daughters of the American Colony.
There is in this county. I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't go anymore. I resigned from it. I got tired of it.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't know.
Uh-huh. Well, their records are open to the county historian, so we could get that from there.
Sure.
But your father's name was Fred Oedekerk. Now, let's see, could I ask you, you said you were born in January. Do you want to tell me what year?
11.
January 11 what?
Oh, 1893.
Really? 1893. January 11th. I have a daughter born June 11th.
Is that right?
So, let's see. That would make you what? That would make you 4. 84? 74? Let's see.
Yeah, yeah. I was born 400 years after Columbus shipped it.
You'd be
1492, did you say?
What?
What's this? What'd you say about
1492? That's when Columbus
landed. Oh, yes, Columbus
landed. The drivers got to Albany.
Oh, yes.
Get on a boat in Buffalo and they drive to Albany. And then they take the train going to Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
They get sobered up, get all the liquor drank before they got back from New York. See, they went down the Hudson River on a tow.
They
I don't know how many boats in the tow.
Mm-hmm.
They were towed down there by power boats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
to Albany they were towed down by.
Yeah, you tell that here.
Did you know that there was 16 locks at Albany?
Is that right?
Have you seen the locks in Lockport? Have you seen the locks in Lockport?
Yes, I have. Yes.
The one on the north side is the original lock.
Is that right?
It was blasted out of the rock in there.
Hmm.
No, they put in two big ones. They had they have three or two.
It seemed like it took quite a, not as long as the 16s.
Here's my, taking that away.
This is that's my younger brother.
Oh.
On the boat.
I see. Your father had a mustache?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Back in style, isn't he?
Yep, right back in style. Well, now, is that your mother?
Mm-hmm. She had red hair, loads of it.
Really? Did you have red hair?
No, just the blonde.
Mm-hmm. Did your father have a steersman, or was he the steersman?
Yeah, well, he employed the family some, you know, not the women, but my brother and himself. And then he had another steersman beside that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's the, you're going with too much to one person. There's the devil, the bank failed, and the T.A. Waite, who was a grocerman at the time that the bank failed.
T.A. Waite?
He was walking the floor in the store over to Melville, where they got a store again now, my sister. Through the process, bought this store. It was my mother was a child. She went there as a Quaker church.
Yeah.
There's a door on the southwest corner, and then there was another one on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
And the men went into one of them, and the women went into the other.
Yeah.
And they had a petition between them,
oh.
So they wouldn't get too friendly. And that building was built. Well, the mother born was born in 62, and she went there to build before that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an old timer.
Mm-hmm.
That building, a little bigger than our dining room, but he kept store in on his backyard, side yard.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the church became vacant and was for sale,
Neil,
he bought the church.
Oh, yes, Neil.
He bought the church.
Glenn Neil.
And he followed the name of Bigelow. Bigelow did the most of the work.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was Howard Neal.
They ran the store, and then one night the burglars came along and blew the front off the safe, and it was all strewed all over the floor. I remember she had bucks for each person that got their mail there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I remember ours was number 24.
You remember that?
Glass front. You come in the front door and look if there was any mail. You went home.
Well,
if you bought an egg with you could get a piece of candy.
I couldn't tell what's last 30 years. So.
Yeah. Well, just as well, I guess.
Time has changed.
Now you get so much junk mail. I don't know about you, but we get so much stuff.
Terrible. We'll just write down.
I have this. I put the envelopes down there, and
mm-hmm.
most of the letters are down
mm-hmm.
there. And I take them out to the wastebasket.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I can jump around and be on the, out in the grass with the kids. Didn't like to be there all summer.
You had to stay right on the boat.
Oh, no, we did a lot of things. We did loads of things. My mother and I would go to, when we got New York, we'd see so many wonderful things. And it was some life.
We carried across the bay and unloaded it another.
I remember one summer, a great big ship was over from China loaded with firecrackers. That stands out.
Oh, really?
Yes. Right over from China. It's laid right by a big boat loaded with fireworks came over from China.
Well, some of those piers they have then, they used to put on an entertainment on those on the weekend.
You mean down near New York?
In New York City, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Down near the battery.
What kind of entertainment?
Oh, bands and what have you, what did they?
Well, they were long to the slips and they, you know. Oh, they had music, band concerts just at night, you know,
mm-hmm.
things like that. Really, there were a lot of things.
They didn't have electric lights then.
Well, it's so choppy.
You said that your mother got seasick quite a bit.
Yes, she did. She got in New York, there was always a constant little motion from Malvo from the activities around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she did lots of fancy work. She'd go out on this place covered to keep it cool in
mm-hmm.
the summer. It would be awfully hot down there.
You mean right on the boat?
She'd go out on this, I don't know what you would call it, where they had the band concerts.
I see.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pleasant. And then we used to go to the theater. And,
In New York?
Oh, yes.
The theaters were built out into the bay there.
Mm-hmm.
So the boats could go.
Lots of things that I like, but still I'd rather be with kids.
Yeah. Yeah. How many of you were on the boat?
There were only
two drivers, and Jess, and your father and you.
You had one brother?
Two brothers.
What was?
Well, the one that he died quite a few years ago now.
Well, let's see now. There was your mother and father, and then who?
And my two brothers.
And their names were Jesse?
Yes, the other was this little fellow here.
And what was his name?
Keith. It's in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Were you the youngest?
No, Keith was the youngest. This one right here.
I see. Then you were the oldest?
No, my brother, the other brother.
Oh,
Jesse,
and then you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, how did they work schooling for the... You said you stayed on the boat till you were 8 years old. Then what did you do? Where'd you stay?
Well, then I went with my grandmother.
Oh. And that's where you met Dr. Arnett, right?
No, I met him in high school.
She went to Noblesville when I was in the 7th and 8th grade. And then she came to high school.
Where were you when she was in Noblesville? You were here.
Yeah. Well, I was in Noblesville, but I drove a horse down here. That was something. Get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Out, fed, cared for the horse, and transportation ready and filled the bag with grain that they had at noon. We were out here and you could go up street and shop.
It was a drive barn.
Great big barn. Uh-huh. Great big barn would hold about.
They used to go down and talk about
25 horses and buggies.
Uh-huh. Places where you get so much to eat nowadays. Then we had to eat our lunch in the drive barn.
No, but they didn't have restaurants like that.
No, I know.
No, no.
Seems so funny.
We'd drive in there in the morning and walk as fast as we could up to school, get there at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd leave the horse. They'd, if there was several of us came to time, they'd tie all but one horse and they'd take him and the buggy upstairs, put him in a stall.
What do you mean upstairs?
Upstairs in the dry barn.
How could he get upstairs?
Walked up the runway.
Oh. On the second floor?
Onto the second floor. Put the horse in the stall.
Really?
Forgotten that.
Put
you mean they had a second floor for horses?
Well, horse and buggy went upstairs. There was a big, big room where the buggies were kept. And then at 4 o'clock, they'd go up and get the horses. And they'd feed the horse the grain that we carried in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 4 o'clock, he'd go upstairs and get them out of the stall, put the halter on, the bridle on, hitch them on the buggy and bring it down and hitch it in the stall downstairs. Or mm-hmm. the stall, there were just spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came in, and when we were all ready to go to Melville, we got into the buggy and drove home. And they did that 5 days a week. And if I came down at night, which I did once in a while, the last couple of years that I was in high school, I could take my horse in there and hitch it.
Hmm.
And he'd go to bed at 9 o'clock, or go to bed when he got tired of sitting there. Or if there's somebody that came and hadn't paid, why, he'd wait until they came.
What was his name, do you remember?
I think Snell.
Oh, what was his first name?
I haven't any idea.
Snell?
And instead of having a nice warm table to eat our lunch on, why, we went into the waiting room, which they stored the blankets off the horses and so forth, so that they had plenty of smell with them. And and Mother used to make salt rice and bread. And,
oh, I love it.
And
yeah.
It would get
I love
dry.
The way, oh, my
she
mother.
She got the third or fourth loaf cooked when it would get pretty dry, and then she put some salt pork in it for a sandwich.
Oh. Mm.
And the bread would disintegrate down the front of you. And the how do you suppose he got for taking care of that horse?
I don't know.
40 cents a week.
Well,
another drive barn?
Another drive
right
barn.
Next to that one?
Right next to that one. And that was an old grain storage. Fellow that owned that used to buy grain and so forth. And you've seen these pictures of the North Main Street where they were bringing in the barrels of apples?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So I used to make barrels, not many.
Yes, you told about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
the hoops that went into water.
The hoops?
When did they go in the water?
But the hoops that you used to build the barrel were about an inch square circles.
Uh-huh.
They were different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
So that you could make the barrel, and let's say some of the staves were that wide. You set that up against the hoop and you catch it with your finger and then you get your knee against the other side,
uh-huh.
and hold it tight, and then you put another one on and another one, so you'd be clear around
uh-huh.
the thing. Well, it stood up.
In the fog,
all,
you can hear
fit.
That.
All fit. You push that down as far as you could do.
Countryside.
Really?
Push
there
it down
so
as far as you could with your hands, and then you put another hoop on
uh-huh.
that went over the top hoop, just enough, big enough so uh-huh. to go over the top hoop. Drive that down with a hammer so it was tight and the top hook tight. Then you turn it over, put it into a bench, and it had a rope that went around that and down through a hole, and the pedal that came up when you was putting it on, and you pick your foot up and put it on there and push it down, and that pulled the top together.
Well, what did you
put another hook on there and put the second hook on. And you take it out of the form and put the bilge hook on. And
that
you put it on the fire.
Plan.
You put it over a stove that was made of purpose. Mm. And the heat came up and heated the thing, and there was enough moisture in the wood so that they take the shape of the barrel.
Mm.
And then you bring it out when it was nice, good, and hot on June day. And you take the champing iron and you go around the inside, champ it off, and make a flat space like this. And then you have another tool that goes down just below that. It cuts a groove.
Mm.
And the head was built with the edge of the head. They built them to have big piles like this, about 100 heads in a pile.
Mm.
50 anyway, I don't know how many there were.
Mm-hmm.
You put that in the groove and drive the hook down tight. then you... the barrel will stay there. You got the head in, you take another hook, which has been soaked in water, put it around the head.
Oh, that's where the water comes in.
Then put it into a vise that had a lever come across here, and you put this on top of the post and shove the hook in there. Then you can jack it on both sides of this thing.
I see.
And so you had a hook. Put that one on, and you put the second one on. Tie those down tight, and you turn the barrel over and put the one on the other end.
Mm.